Easter in Saint Vincent and the Grenadines is rooted in religion, tradition, family, and culture. Former History and Caribbean Studies lecturer at the Saint Vincent and the Grenadines Community College and acting principal of the Sandy Bay School, Raquel Foster Warwick, says the celebration and customs associated with Easter, as well as the cultural and religious landscape it exists within, are influenced by British colonization. She explains that the British introduction of Christianity, particularly Anglicanism, played a key role in shaping religious practices, including the observance of Easter in the region. Locally, the season is not only observed in churches, it also reflects in the meals and beliefs. Warwick highlights some traditional foods prepared during the season, especially on Good Friday.
Traditional meals on Good Friday, you would see the practice of the Easter bun. This is due to our influence in terms of being impacted by British culture. So you see people would make this bun, usually with just raisins and maybe some other sort of dry fruit, and they would flavor it with certain spices, nutmeg, cinnamon, and that would be the main breakfast and maybe dinner item on Good Friday. Lunch now would be one where you would not use rice. Instead, it would be provision, lean provision, and some sort of fish dish. So whether it was processed fish, cod fish, or mackerel, or herring, or persons would go to the fish market and get fish, and they would prepare it in the variety of ways.
While Good Friday is rooted in religious observance, Warwick notes that it also carries some superstitions, like avoiding the sea, to cracking eggs for signs of the future.
You would have this idea that the sea is to be avoided on Good Friday. There is this idea that the sea would look for souls on that day. So most parents would encourage their children to stay away from the sea. So this is kind of ironic because on sort of Saturday, Easter Sunday, and Easter Monday, that's when we have our regattas and a lot of sailing days and beach picnics. Another myth is also tied to cutting trees. If you cut peach trees on Good Friday, that it would bleed, much will come out. And they somewhere along the line, you know, equate it to the death of Christ and his crucifixion. So on a Good Friday morning, you would crack the egg, but you're not using the entire egg. It's just the white of the egg you would pour into a glass. Some people even say that it would actually show you your future, and some persons are of the opinion that it just would, the interesting thing would be to see what shape it would turn into.
Warwick says that as modern influence grows, there is a shift where the Easter period is becoming less about the religious aspects and traditions. She is calling for schools and churches to help the young people reconnect with the deeper meaning behind the season to ensure the longevity of this sacred time.
So there's probably a need for us, so in terms of cultural retention, to teach the younger generation these practices. But if we are to compare traditional Easter celebrations with the modern period, we can see an Americanization of our culture. Easter Bunny is now of value. I would like to see a return to, you know, older traditions, teach them how to make Easter Bun. Easter is naturally a religious festival, a religious period. I would like to see more of an engagement in terms of a refocusing of some of the traditional aspects.
Former History and Caribbean Studies lecturer at the SVGCC and acting principal of the Sandy Bay School, Raquel Foster Warwick. I'm Gaylon Brown with today's special report.